NOLA Tech Week starts on Monday. It's the second year for the celebration of all things tech in New Orleans. At a collection of venues around the city, startup entrepreneurs, techies, innovators of all stripes are going to get together to swap ideas and know-how. These days, as you know, New Orleans has been making a name for itself as the place to be for startups. It's been called the most improved city for business by the Wall Street Journal. Forbes says it has the number three ranking as a city for information technology job growth. So it's an industrious city, and it's becoming more so. Last year was the very first year the city held a Tech Week. WWNO tech reporter Janaea Williams talked with one of the founders of the event, Jason Seidman, about how it all started.
It came from a lot of people sitting around drinking a few beers, and we wanted to make sure that New Orleans was representing itself correctly, as other cities did, when it came to showing what we were capable of doing and why we were the perfect destination for any company interested in technology and really anybody interested in learning more about what New Orleans has to offer when it comes to what we're doing down here and what we think we're capable of doing as well.
Great. And you call it an unconference. Can you tell me what that means, unconference?
Sure. So an unconference traditionally is a conference where the attendees come with absolutely no preset schedule, and then the attendees are the ones who actually set the schedule for that day. And they can talk about anything that they're interested in. They post it up, and all of a sudden there are several different presentations going on at the same time, and everybody just chooses what they want to attend and what they want to participate in. So we're kind of doing a little spit on that, where we're doing it kind of prearranged online, but it's the same kind of mentality there.
New Orleans is, of course, in the middle of a transformation, as a lot of people have noticed and written about. It's developing a reputation kind of as this place for business and industry, biomedical innovations, and it's always had a reputation for entrepreneurship. So that's not necessarily new.
Right.
But can you talk a little bit about how the buzz around New Orleans, if that's had any effect on Tech Week in terms of interest and participation?
Sure. I think the buzz, it's kind of cyclical, right? We started with a lot of people wanting to do a lot of good things, a lot of events, companies moving down to New Orleans and different opportunities being offered. And then once that happened, everybody wanted to keep it growing. And in the typical tradition of New Orleans, we wanted to have a good time while doing it. So I think everybody started to do more and more events. Those that got more interest from other people around the community who didn't think they were part of the technology environment, but then soon realized they were. And then, you know, all of a sudden, it's these really exciting events that everybody gets interested in, and they continue to grow. And then it continues to kind of boost that buzz. And really, the buzz can feed itself and make all of the events and opportunities in the city even more exciting. And it's really exciting to see how much at least the speakers have really come out this year. We have people coming in from both coasts and all over, really. We have somebody from TechCrunch. We have actually the GM, the general manager of Reddit, coming down. So it's been really, really incredible because they can see what's going on down here in New Orleans, and they want to be a part of it because they want to help us grow. And they want to help themselves grow. And that's really what's exciting about it. And that's what New Orleans Tech Week is about, is that everybody's working together. It's a very community-minded, very New Orleans-minded kind of program where everybody does what they think would be interesting. And it's all fun and free. And, of course, there are many receptions, let's say, during the week. So it's a lot of fun.
Okay, great. I've heard you say that NOLA Tech Week is almost a misnomer.
Yeah, we do feel like NOLA Tech Week is a misnomer, but it's a purposeful misnomer. We want everybody to realize that they are part of the technology community, whether or not they do believe they are. It is for everybody. If you own a coffee shop and you use Square to check out your customers, that makes you part of the technology community. Even if you're just an ordinary citizen who doesn't think they have anything to do with anything at all, if you have a smartphone, you are part of the technology community. Let's say you have a specific brand. If let's say the CEO of your brand for smartphone came down, you would probably love to see him and talk to him and have him in our city promoting what New Orleans is capable of doing and what we are doing already. So we want everybody to know that they are a part of the technology community, and it's not just NOLA. We have people coming in all over, debuting their products and really interacting with the whole world. Just it's in NOLA, and it's for everybody who we consider the whole world to be part of that technology community.
Jason Seidman is one of the founders of NOLA Tech Week, which starts next week in venues all over New Orleans. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor and a pleasure.
Tech reporting on WWNO Radio is brought to you by Bellwether Technologies.